السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. وقد قال الله تعالى: إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر، إن شانئك هو الأبتر. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام and most respected brothers, as far as Eid al-Adha is concerned, each and every one of us knows very well that it is the day of sacrifice, it is the day of Eid, it is the day of remembering that great sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, where he was ordered to place the knife upon the son of his throat, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ransomed him. And then a sheep was slaughtered in place of the son. The whole story of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam is well known to even little children who do Islamic history. In the short time that I have, I wish to give you a small message. And that is in the light of the verse of the Quran Sharif which I recited. It is the shortest surah of the Holy Quran, Suratul Kawthar. But if you have to look at the meaning and the commentary of this surah, then it runs into volumes. However, there is a big message, a great message, a very important message in this little surah. There is actually a program of action that we have been given in this little surah. And that is related to this day of Qurbani. The program of action that we have been given is related to this day of Qurbani. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his enemies tried everything to stop the spread of this message of his. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had desired that it spreads and that people throughout the corners of the world receive this message. So when they saw that they failed in their attempts, so the only thing that they hoped for was that after Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes away, we believe in the hayat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but we are talking about from the surface of the earth. They believed that the moment that he leaves this world, then this mission of his will stop, because he has no male issue or male son or male child that will continue with the propagation of this Mubarak noble deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lost his two sons, then the kuffar became very, very happy. They rejoiced, they celebrated, and they began to taunt and jeer and mock and laugh and ridicule, and they said that that is a clear sign that Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his issues are not surviving, male issues. So therefore this message of his also will die and will not spread the moment he passes away. I'm not giving you the whole details, but this is what they had celebrated about, that his progeny is cut off. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whenever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam felt grief and sorrow, Allah Ta'ala consoled him with verses of the Holy Quran Sharif. And in this verse Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala tells him, "Verily we have bestowed upon you the fountain that is of Kausar." Now there is great meaning again to this word Kausar. Is it only referring to that Hawza Kausar which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam described in detail in the Ahadith Sharif, for which there is no time to go into, the drink of which will quench the thirst of the people on the day of judgment, and they will not feel thirsty again? And there are many other things related to the Hawza Kausar. But if we have to look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being told that we gave you this fountain of abundance, unbounded grace, unbounded mercy. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given you unbounded mercy and grace, unbounded generosity, unbounded kindness, unbounded knowledge. Allah ta'ala has blessed you with everything of the best. Allah ta'ala has given you with all those qualities and all that goodness which has got no bound and no limits. So why are you concerned about the jeering and the mocking of these people? In fact, if a person has children also, how many will he have? How many male children will he have? But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the consolation that you don't have to worry. I will give you so many spiritual sons that they will carry the message throughout the globe. And we can see that right from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there has never been a break in the increase of the spiritual sons of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who are making every effort for the propagation of this deen of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for the deen of Islam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala consoles him that we have given you abundance, this fountain. So the first message there, as I said, that in this surah is a program of action for the ummah. There is a 3-point plan of action for the ummah, and this is the message. If we can take in the short time of a few minutes, then we have gained tremendously. The first thing is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when his gifts upon a person are bestowed, then the person must show great appreciation for these ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is the first thing, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is reminding him of the abundant amount of ni'mats that Allah ta'ala had blessed him with. This fountain of abundance, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is reminding him that he who has blessed you with that, then what is it difficult for him to keep this message of yours continuing till the day of judgment? Nevertheless, we will come back to this first point, that it is a reminder of the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The second thing that Allah ta'ala then says, that because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given you this abundance, or we will link it immediately because there is no time to come back to it, that because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed you with this abundant ni'mat, so what should be your reaction? And this is where the message is not only for Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because there was no question of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam committing any violation of any hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There was no question of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam disobeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or not showing gratitude for the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There was absolutely no question of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being ungrateful. The message in there is for us, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if he is told that because of these ni'mats which I have blessed you with, so what you should you be doing? فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ. So therefore you should make your prayers. You should pray towards your Lord, towards your Rabb. You should make your salah, as we all understand the word. Some mufassirin have given that this verse, these two things, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ, refers to these two aspects of Eid al-Adha. One is the Salat of Eid al-Adha, this Eid Salat that we are here now, and also the Qurbani that we make after the Eid Salat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, imagine, Khatamun Nabiyyin Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the Mahbub of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He is told that because of these ni'mats, because of these gifts which I have bestowed upon you, which are unlimited, therefore your reaction should be this, that you should show gratitude. How should you be showing gratitude? You should show gratitude by performing your salat. So the salat of Eid is once a year, but the salat 5 times a day, it is a duty upon each and every individual who is baligh, who is sane and mature. So imagine how important it becomes that we show gratitude in the way that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself has shown. That the first thing to show gratitude to Allah Ta'ala for his ni'mat is to make salat 5 times a day. Now when 70% of the Muslim ummah does not make salat, 70% of the Muslim ummah does not make salat 5 times a day. And those male persons for whom it is easy to get to the masjid, then with jamaat. So when this is lacking in our life, where can we be showing gratitude with regards to all the other things? So the first thing is that you should make salat. This is the second point, or it is the second way that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to show gratitude. Now we must remember that one is the salat that we make, in which there are faraiz, there's wajibat, there's sunnats, there's mustahabbats, and it has got a physical form. This physical namaz that we make, it is also extremely important. The shape and the form of that namaz is important. But then there is also a ruh and a soul of that namaz. So this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants, that we should bring that soul of that namaz also into our lives. And to extend this meaning further, what it can also encompass is that the spirit of this namaz must be carried out in every action of your life. The spirit of namaz must not be only in the namaz. It must be in every action of your life. Each and every one of us now, we are facing towards the Qibla and we are making our salat. Each and every one of us will make ruku when it is time for ruku. We will make read the tasbihs of ruku. We will read the tasbihs of sajda. Where tashahud is to be recited, we will recite tashahud. Where durood sharif is to be recited, we will recite durood sharif. Each and everything we will find out from Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how should we perform this salat. Now if a few people in this congregation decide that we would like to face in the other direction, because my mother-in-law's house is on that side, so therefore I will face in the other direction. So what would we say to that person? We would say that your namaz is not valid. Each and everyone must face in the direction of the Qibla. So the Qibla, just as we have made of our namaz the Kaabatullah, where there are millions of hujjaj today, making du'as after they have completed their hajj. So that Kaabatullah, just as we have made that of the direction of our namaz, in the same way every aspect of our life, the Qibla of our life has to be Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to find out from him, how are we going to conduct our business? How are we going to conduct our marriages and walimas? How are we going to deal with our customers, with our clients? How are we going to relate and deal with our family members, our children, our brothers and sisters, our wives? Each and everything we will have to have the Qibla of our life, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. So this is the second point in this surah. It is a plan of action, that first of all show gratitude to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala by praying, by making salat. Allah Ta'ala's gifts are unlimited upon us also. Day and night he is showering his bounties upon us. So we should be showing gratitude by salat. And as I said, that the spirit of the salat must be extended to every aspect of our life. And then salat is a physical form of worship, where the body is engaged. We are raising our hands, we're going into ruku, we're going into sajda. But then there must be some monetary sacrifice also. There must be some sort of monetary sacrifice. Now for that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, via his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, informed us that we should be making sacrifice of these animals. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was questioned that what is the sacrifice, he said, Sunnatu Abikum Ibrahim. It is the sunnat of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And we know that the sunnat of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was not putting the knife on the animal's throat. His sunnat was putting the knife on the throat of his son. Although Allah Ta'ala then ransomed him and then animal was sacrificed in his place. But he was willing and he was prepared to fulfill this hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and place the knife on the throat of that animal, on the throat of his son. In the same way, what the message that we are being given, as I mentioned, it is a plan of action, is that there must be total submission to the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In everything there must be total submission. Allah Ta'ala wants to see what kind of submission do we have to his will. And that is what Allah Ta'ala has made promises on. All his promises to the Muslim Ummah on total submission to his will and desire. And I've mentioned many a times that it is a wrong perception that we have, that the moment we are going to submit ourselves totally to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's will and desire, our lives will become boring, there will be no happiness and there will be no fun and there will be no enjoyment. This is kufr if we have to think in that manner. There can be no better happiness in total submission to the will of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will give the hearts a kind of sukoon, peace, tranquility, happiness, joy, satisfaction. For when Allah ta'ala is happy with somebody, then he's got gardens in his heart. How many times you may have heard by now, jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulstan mein. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulstan mein. Dekh kar mere ashke nadamat, abre rahmat ki barish hai jaan mein. So when Allah Ta'ala is going to be happy with us, then Allah Ta'ala will give us gardens in our heart. Outward conditions will not affect the tranquility of the heart. There can be poverty outside, there can be pain in the body, the person can be living in a shack, or he can be living in a hut, or he can be living in a palace. But Allah Ta'ala will give that person tranquility, peace and happiness and contentment and satisfaction in his heart. Now this will come upon total submission to the will of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore Allah Ta'ala says, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala makes it absolutely clear that neither does the flesh of the animal reach Allah Ta'ala, nor does the blood of the animal reach Allah. In fact, the blood, before it even falls on the ground, Allah Ta'ala accepts the sacrifice if that person has done it with sincerity. Allah Ta'ala wants to see piety. Allah Ta'ala wants to see the niyat, he wants to see the ikhlas. And Allah Ta'ala wants to see taqwa, meaning complete submission. That are you now, by placing this knife on the throat of the animal, declaring your total submission to my will? That just as this animal has given its life for you, the animal has given its blood for you, the animal has given its head and feet for you, the animal has given its flesh for you, each and every part of the animal, it has placed it at your disposal. In the same way, O man, I am your creator. I am the one who has blessed you with your sight, with your hearing, with your speech. I am the one who has blessed you with your intelligence. Should you not take a lesson from this animal, that the animal is submitting itself totally because of my hukam? Otherwise, where would you have been able to slaughter this animal? So in the same way, you too on this day of sacrifice, sacrifice those egos of yours. Place the knife on the throat of your pride. Place the knife on the throat of your anger. Place the knife on the throat of your jealousy and malice. Place the knife on the throat of your greed. Place the knife on the throat of all evil things. Because when you are going to sacrifice those things which are within you, which are going to cause you great harm, not only in this world, but even in the akhirat, then only you will be able to get peace and happiness and satisfaction in your heart. And you will get happiness in this world and the hereafter. So when we are making this sacrifice of the animal today, we should question ourselves that am I submitting myself today to the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Am I making my firm niyat and intention not to return to those sins which have brought nothing in my life except anxieties, worries and restlessness? Which home today it is that we can say that the family is united, there's great happiness and unity between husband and wife, parents and children, brothers and sisters and family members? Or which society we can say that there is unity? Or which nation we can say that there is unity? So to bring back these things, we have to take the lesson from the sacrifice of this animal. So in this surah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is given a 3-point plan of action, or 3 things have been mentioned. One is that Allah Ta'ala's bounties upon you are unlimited. So because his bounties are unlimited, you must bring prayer in your life. And this prayer is not just the 5-time salat. Bring every aspect of prayer into your life. Make the direction of your entire life Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The qibla of your life must become Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And also sacrifice this animal. But the sacrifice of the animal must remind you that this knife must really be placed on the throat of all those evil desires, evil passions which have engulfed our hearts. And as a result, there's so much of outward ibadat. There's plenty of hajj, plenty of umrah, plenty of zikr, plenty of tilawat. There's plenty of talk of deen. But when it comes to the spirit and the soul of deen, then in how many lives can we say that we can really see it?
Because if we had it in our lives, then Islam would have spread without us giving long speeches. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make this day a joyous and a happy occasion for each and every one of us and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and those people who have become refugees, or those people who have lost their homes in disasters, whether it is of floods or earthquake, or whether it is in Palestine because of the bombings and the shootings and the killings, in whichever way people have become homeless or they have lost their dear and near ones, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must ease their problems and their burdens. Allah Ta'ala must give them sabr-e jameel and ajr-e azim. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
He is prepared to listen to the du'as of his servants who are in distress from wheresoever they call, whichever part of the day or night they call. So on this Mubarak occasion, let us seek and beg of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے میرے پیارے اللہ اے میرے رحیم کریم اللہ او مائی فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی مرسیفل اللہ او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ او مائی رحیم کریم اللہ O my Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub, Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive each and every one of us. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed for the past year. From the last time that we were here on this Eidgah. Oh my beloved Allah, our entire lives, the sins that we have committed, we are ashamed. We know that we have disobeyed you day and night. We know that we have violated so much of ahkam of sharia and deen. Oh Allah, all the ni'mats that you blessed us with, we used for your disobedience. You blessed us with sight. If you had made us blind, we would not have been able to see haram. Oh Allah, if you made us deaf, we would not have been able to listen to haram. If you had made us dumb, we would not have been able to take false oaths and qasams and speak lies and speak other haram. Oh Allah, when you blessed us with such great, great bounties, when you blessed us with such ni'mats of yours, we used every ni'mat of ours for your disobedience. If there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. He would have completely destroyed us by now. Oh Allah, so much of your ni'mats we used for your disobedience. In spite of that, you are giving us so much to eat. You are giving us good clothes to wear. You have given a shelter above our heads. You are giving us modes of transport. You have blessed us still with our sight and with our hearing and with our speech. You have still given us our heart and our liver and our lungs all functioning. Ay, mere pyare Allah, where can there be another Allah besides you? There is no one for us besides you. Oh Allah, you are forgiving. You dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Oh my Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. We are not extending before human beings. We are extending them before you. Your treasures are unlimited, oh my beloved Allah. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Forgive our parents, forgive our wives and children, forgive our brothers and sisters, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Oh Allah, forgive the entire mankind. Oh Allah, those who have got no iman, bless them with iman. And those whom you have given iman, give them istiqamat on that iman. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh Allah, there was no such thing as darkness for you. We were only fooling ourselves that nobody was watching us when we were committing adultery, or when we were stealing, or when we were fornicating, or when we were in the casino, or when we were indulging any other kind of haram. Oh Allah, you were watching everything. You were seeing everything. You know everything. Oh Allah, it's just your compassion that you did not seize us. You could have brought us such humiliation and disgrace, oh my
Allah. What would have happened to us, O my beloved Allah, if the very moment that we were indulging in sin, our souls had to depart from our bodies. But O Allah, how kind and merciful you are. How loving and forgiving you are. That in spite of our sins, you have not punished us. O Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of the ummah. Ya Allah, bless us with happiness. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with happiness. Ya Allah, bless us with prosperity. Oh Allah, bless each and every one with long life. Ya Allah, bless us with long life so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds before we depart from this world. Ey mere pyare Allah, ey mere pyare Khuda, we have got no capital of good deeds. One day the angel of death is going to come and extract our souls. So many janazas we have shouldered. Oh Allah, one day our janaza is also going to be shouldered. Ey mere pyare Khuda, before that day comes when our janaza is shouldered by someone, give us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah from all our sins. Ey Allah, ghusl mayyit se pehle hame ghusl tawba ki tawfiq ata farma. Ya Allah, before the water of ghusl is poured over our bodies, oh my beloved Allah, before the water is poured over our dead bodies, give us the tawfiq to pour the water of tawbah over our hearts. Oh Allah, before we are given the garment of kafan, oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to cover our hearts with the garment of taqwa, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with piety and righteousness. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with zuhud and with taqwa. Fill our hearts with sabr and with shukr. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with qanaat. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with your yaqeen. Ey Allah, teri marifat naseeb farma, teri muhabbat naseeb farma. Fill our hearts with the love of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, give us so much of your love and so much of the love of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that it becomes extremely easy for us to make namaz 5 times a day, to fast in the month of Ramadan, to give zakat if due, and to go for hajj if farz, and to stay away from everything that you have made haram. Ya Allah, give us so much of your love and so much of the love of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, oh Allah, it becomes easy for us to fulfill the rights of our parents, the rights of our children, the rights of our family members, the rights of our society, the rights of Muslims and non-Muslims, the rights of young and old, the rights of black and white, the rights of our neighbors. Oh Allah, it becomes extremely easy for us to fulfill the rights of all. Ey mere pyare Khuda, ey mere Rahim Kareem Allah, ey mere maaf karne wale Allah, agar tu ne maaf nahi kiya, to tu bata ke hum gande phir kaha jaye. If you don't forgive sinful ones like us, oh my Allah, if you have to reject us like you rejected Shaitan, oh Allah, where are we going to go? There is no one for us besides you. Which are the doors for us that we can tap? Which are the home for is there for us that we can beg? Ey mere Allah, agar tu ne nigahe rahmat pher li, to mere Khuda, hum barbaad ho jayenge. If you turn away your nigah of rahmat from us sinful servants, oh Allah, then we will face destruction in this world, destruction in the qabr, destruction in the akhirat. Oh Allah, do not turn away your rahmat nigah from us. Ya Allah, do not turn away your nazar of rahmat from us. Ya Allah, hum sab par nigahe rahmat farma. Ey Allah, hum sab ki maghfirat farma. Ey mere pyare Khuda, Shaitan did not make one sajda upon your hukam to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was rejected for all times. How many sajdas, oh my Allah, we do not make. Ey mere pyare Khuda, today we are making sincere tawbah from all our sins. You dearly love the acceptance of tawbah, oh my Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of your sinful servants. Oh my Allah, we are therefore extending our begging bowls before you. Oh Allah, remove from our hearts pride. Oh Allah, remove from our hearts anger. Ya Allah, let our anger be only the justified anger. Ya Allah, we will be placing the knives on the throats of animals today. Those animals, they have submitted themselves totally to our will. Oh Allah, they have submitted themselves totally to us. They are giving their blood and their flesh and their bones and their meat and every part of their body, oh Allah. They are sacrificing for you, oh my Allah.
Give us the tawfiq also of complete submission to your will. O Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us to the gutters. No one has found peace and happiness in adultery. Nobody has found satisfaction and contentment in zina. Nobody has found peace and happiness in sins. O my beloved Allah, sins bring nothing but restlessness and anxiety in a person's life. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to realize that we can never find happiness except in your obedience and the obedience to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from sins like the distance between the east and the west. O Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Give us the tawfiq to throw out of our homes all the evil that has entered our homes. Oh my beloved Allah, we are unconcerned about the immoral, indecent and shameless things that have entered our homes. Ey mere pyare khuda, give us the tawfiq to get rid from our lives of all the evil that has embedded itself in our hearts. Ey mere pyare khuda, we are going to leave this world one day. Let us leave from this world in a state that you are pleased with us. Oh Allah, let us leave from this world in a state that your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is pleased with us. Oh Allah, give us such an attachment and such a bond to you. Ey mere pyare Allah, ey mere pyare Allah, ہمیں تیری ذات عالی کے ساتھ ایسا تعلق نصیب فرما, ایسا قرب نصیب فرما, ایسی محبت نصیب فرما کہ نفس و شیطان ہمیں دھوکہ نہ دے سکے. نفس and شیطان must not be able to distance us from you for a single moment. Give us such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ay Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance and get out of all their financial difficulties. Oh Allah, those who are suffering in other kinds have gone onto drugs and drink and vice. Oh Allah, bring them back onto track. Put the love of their parents into their hearts and put the love into the hearts of the parents for them. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ey Allah, the division of the ummah has increased. Oh Allah, it has increased to such a level that there is no unity left even between two brothers anymore. Oh my beloved Allah, on this Mubarak day, just as we stood shoulder to shoulder, oh Allah, let our hearts be filled with love. Let our hearts be filled with affection and compassion for everyone. Ey mere pyare khuda, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of sacrifice for the ummah. Oh Allah, he was stoned in Taif until his shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood. Allah, he was stoned in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. His teeth are shattered. Stones are thrown at him at other places. Thorns are placed in his path. Oh my beloved Allah, he stands whole night in prayer until his feet swells. So much of sacrifice his family made for the ummah. So much of sacrifice they shed their blood and they gave their lives for the ummah, his companions, oh my beloved Allah. But oh Allah, when my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informed that ummah for whom you cried so much, that ummah for whom you shed so much of your blood, that ummah today is in the casinos, that ummah today in the gambling dens, that ummah today in fornication and in adultery, that ummah today in cinemas and in theaters, that ummah today in fraud, that ummah today in cheating and deceiving, that ummah today in lies, that ummah today in all kinds of sins and vices. Ey Allah, in his time the kuffar and the mushrikeen, the Yahud and the Nasara and the munafiqeen caused him injury and pain. But oh Allah, how much of injury and pain we are causing to him today. Ya Allah, even in the Haramain Sharifain, even in Makkah Mukarrama and Madina Tayyiba, just a few meters away from the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, filthy television programs can be seen. Ey mere Allah, mere pyare Nabi ko kaisi takleef pahunchti hogi. But oh Allah, we are sincerely asking for forgiveness today. Ya Allah, sincerely asking for forgiveness today. Forgive each and every one of us. Hamare dilon ke andar Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam wala jazba paida farma. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam wala jazba paida farma. Hazrat Hajira wala jazba paida farma. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah, especially on this Mubarak occasion, how can we forget the Hajjatul Wida of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Oh Allah, on that Mubarak occasion, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much he prayed for the ummah, how much he begged for the ummah. Every occasion he was crying for the ummah. His tears were wetting his beard and his ihram. Ay Allah, all the du'as that he made after kissing the Hajar Aswad, all the du'as that he made in the Mataf, the du'as that he made after touching the Rukne Yamani, the du'as that he made in the Hatim after making Namaz, the du'as that he made at the Multazam, Multazam par ro ro ke mere Nabi ne kya kya manga tha. Ay Allah, for how long he cried at the Multazam, Multazam se chimat karke mere pyare Nabi ne jo manga tha. Ay mere Allah, Muqam Ibrahim ke piche namazen padkar jo manga tha, Zamzam ka pani pi karke jo manga tha, Safa aur Marwa ki seedhiyon par jo manga tha, in Mina all the du'as that he made, in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, that sinless masoom Nabi extends his hands. How much he is begging for the Ummat. Ya Allah, in Muzdalifah, the du'as that he made, his entire life, the goodness that he begged for us. Bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless our children with that goodness. Bless the entire Ummat with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Oh Allah, protect us. Protect our wives and children. Protect our brothers and sisters. Protect the entire Ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, those who passed away and got shahadat in the stampede, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Oh my beloved Allah, write in their name one Hajj every year. Oh my beloved Allah, give sabre jameel and ajr azim to those that they have left behind. Oh my Allah, help and assist the mujahideen of Palestine. Hey, mere pyare khuda, mujahideen Afghanistan ki madad farma, Bosnia aur Chechia ke mujahideen ki madad farma, sare alam ke mujahideen ki madad farma, all the works of deen that are taking place. Oh Allah, give everyone to work according to the Quran and the Sunnah. Accept all the works of Dawat that is taking place. Ya Allah, all the works of the mashayikh, of the masajid, of the darul ulums, of the madrasas, all the welfare work that people are doing, all those who are serving your deen in whichever way, as long as it is in conformity with the Quran and the Sunnah, Allah, accept each and every one. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Make the direction of our hearts the Qibla. Oh Allah, make the direction of our hearts your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let the beloved of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life be the Qibla of our lives. Oh my beloved Allah, jab hamara maut ka waqt aaye, when the time of our death comes, Allah, koi aisi tajalli hame dikhla de ki hamari rooh joomti huye tere paas pahunch jaye. At that time, oh Allah, let us be at the roza of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let there be on our lips as salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as salatu was salamu alayka ya Habiballah. Oh Allah, let our death come in that mubarak place, so that if we get burial in Jannatul Baqi, then we too may be forgiven. But oh Allah, if our death is not muqaddar in Jannat, in Madina Tayyibah, then wheresoever it may be, do not let the angel of death find us in a disco, my Allah. Don't let the angel of death find us in a rave. Don't let the angel of death find us in a cinema or a theater. Don't let the angel of death extract our soul in zina, in adultery or fornication. Oh Allah, so many people are getting heart attacks while they are committing adultery and fornication. Oh Allah, people are dying in prostitute quarters. People are dying in the escort agency. Oh Allah, the very day after Eid, a person died in a haram place. Oh my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Don't let the angel of death find us with a pen in our hand signing a fraudulent check. Don't let the angel of death find us in a deceitful contract. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram. We do not know when our death will come. We do not know where it will come. And we do not know how it will come. Oh Allah, don't let us be in a haram place at the time of our death. Ya Allah, protect each and every one of us. Oh Allah, protect each and every one of us. Don't bring any kind of embarrassment, shame and humiliation upon us or upon the Ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے طفیل میں میرے پیارے اللہ ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. میرے اللہ جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو نہیں مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما. ان اللہ وملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایہا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہ وصلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. Brothers, it's a day of Eid. Lots of brothers are going to be sacrificing animals. It is neither farz nor wajib nor sunnah that you must make musafa after the Eid namaz. Conveniently on your way you make musafa, well and good. So I would
advise you to try and proceed to your cars as quickly as possible. You could be obstructing those people that are wanting to get away for Qurbani.